Blog Talk Radio.
Of age or older to listen.
Centuries ago, you generally had two types of unmarried women. Women who were known as old maids and women who were courtesans. Women in the latter group always caused a bit of controversy among the conservative types in conventional society. These women were generally attractive, sexy, and they offered their sexual companionship to men of power, status, and wealth in exchange for material gifts, financial favors, and general support for their lifestyles. In contemporary society, women who look to exchange long-term sexual companionship to the same type of men, men of status, power, and wealth, are now known as sponsored women. Essence, the popular magazine for African-American women, recently had a brief article in the June edition highlighting the lifestyles and stories of many of these sponsored women. What separates a sponsored woman from a promiscuous gold digger, a call girl, or a street prostitute? What is the going rate of exchange these days on high-quality sexual companionship? What does such an arrangement say about the man involved, and more importantly, the woman involved? Tonight, I'm inviting both of my male and female listeners to call into my show so we can have another interesting, provocative, and even controversial discussion under my open discussion forum format. The number to call this evening is 646-478-5710. My phone queue is open and ready to receive your calls, so that I can give you, the listener, the opportunity to get up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this the Alan Roger Curry of Mode 1 fame? Oh, my God.
You're really good at this.
I gotta ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in their race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect a woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk all over you.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, yo! Mode 1, this is Gerard McClendon from Chicago Tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode 1, let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Every time we on the phone, you got the sexy conversation. So now you have to be the woman of my dream. And while I'm sleeping, you be creeping rather than clean. I see you hanging on the corners with the rest of your girl crew, standing by the gutter with your booty cutters. So who's the honey dip? Down with the bunny grip. Always got a plan and a scam to get some money quick. Always getting with the next man, the one with the checks and setting up a trap with the sex. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you, honey.
Yeah, what you
got?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, May 20th, and tonight we're going to discuss anything and everything related to sex for money. That's right, sex for money, one of the oldest transactions that is going on, particularly between men and women, for literally centuries. Sex for money. You heard me mention in the intro about courtesans. That was the formal name centuries ago for women who would exchange sexual companionship for money. And it was usually not just any old guy. It was usually men with a high degree of wealth, high degree of status, high degree of power and influence. And now let's move to the 21st century. You have a lot of women who refer to themselves as sponsored women. Sponsored women. Is that just a formal term for a straight-up hoe? That's the question I'm going to be asking. Is it? I mean, what's the fine line difference between a street prostitute, a call girl, erotic escort, and a sponsored woman? Now, some people say a sponsored woman is a woman who engages with one man over a long period of time, whereas a straight-up hoe just exchanges sex for money for one night or one weekend. But who knows? I want to get feedback. I don't have a specific guest to be interviewed, so that means this is one of my open discussion forum formats, which means I invite my listeners to call in to the show and express your thoughts, your opinions, your criticisms, complaints, questions. Sponsored women. Essence Magazine had a brief article. It's only 2 pages long. I think it's on page 94 or 96 about women who consider themselves sponsored women and the ins and outs of being a sponsored woman. Women listening to the show tonight, have you ever been a sponsored woman? If so, call in. Have you had a close friend, sibling, or relative that has been a sponsored woman? If so, please call in. Men, have you ever been a sugar daddy? Sugar daddy, have you been a sugar daddy? Or another term Dashanique in the chat room said is sugar babies. Another term for sponsored women is sugar babies to go along with sugar daddies. Sugar daddies. Men, have you ever been a sugar daddy? Have you ever been a variation of a sugar daddy? If not a sugar daddy, we're also talking about just the general subject of sex for money. Have you frequently exchanged money for, say, a prostitute? Like you want to admit that on my show. Hey, I can do the anonymous thing if you want me to. Have you, you know, gone, at minimum, have you frequently gone to a strip club and got a bunch of lap dances for like $40 a pop? Quit lying. All you men out there, you know you done had some lap dances. I've had my share of lap dances. I ain't going to lie. I ain't never been addicted to the stuff. Truthfully, I don't even really, and I said this once on Facebook, and not a lot of people believe me. I don't really like strip clubs that much. I'm not saying I dislike them, but I don't really, I'm so frugal, and I like to say the word frugal. A lot of women have called me cheap. I'm so frugal, I don't like to pay money to basically get dick teased. I just feel like, why should I pay money to get dick teased? So I'm not the biggest fan. I'm not a strip club hater, but I'm definitely not any type of fanatical patron of strip club. But I've had my at least share of lap dances in my day. But, yeah, if you, a man, you've been addicted to lap dances, call in, talk about it. But, yeah, so I want to talk about the general theme is sex for money, sex for money. But the most prominent theme is going to be about sugar daddies and sponsored women. The number for my listeners to call into the show is 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710. Now, you know I got love. Alan Roger Curry has love for all of my chat, all of my listeners, but particularly my chat room listeners, because that means they joining me live and they want to have interaction with me. So I appreciate them. Let me give some shout-outs. Dashanique, 123. It's in my chat room. I got Adrian. She's disappointed that the Cavaliers got beat, but she's still holding her head up. She said she wrote a letter to LeBron and said, LeBron, if you leave town, I will beat your ass. That's I'm not making up. Adrian wrote a letter. She said, Dear LeBron, I love the way you play. You're talented. And if you leave town, I will beat your ass. That's what Adrian said. Diva 36, 26, 36. DJ Squid, the outspoken one. If you've never checked out his show, he has a show that comes on right on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, usually around my time, 6 o'clock Central, so I say 7 Eastern. I think his show is Monday through Friday, and he always tackles hard-hitting subjects that affect the urban community and that just affect us as human beings. He never pulls any punches. I always nickname his show Upfront, Straightforward, and In Your Face. That's DJ Squid. I got Alex, the Haitian Sensation, about to be married in just within the next couple of weeks. Don Calypso, he goes by in the chat room. I got Glendon Cameron. Glendon Cameron is actually one of the reasons I'm doing this show. He tagged me in a note about that article from Essence, and he wrote a whole Facebook note. Oh, if you're not familiar with Facebook, you can tag people in a note and write a little story or whatever on a note. So he tagged me in a note about that Essence article, and that's actually what provoked the idea for me to do this show. So props to Glendon Cameron. I got a guest. A guest is just chilling. I got Hypert. Hypert is arguably my most loyal listener ever. If it's a tsunami, a tornado, even a big-ass oil spill, Hypert will be in my chat room listening to my show. Speaking of oil spill, everybody knows I get touched by a lot of things, sometimes to the point of getting emotional. And some of I work with a mentoring group, and some of my mentees were teasing me recently. They said, "Alan, you have a lot of things that touch you emotionally. This oil spill is just a big mess. But, you know, when I see these pictures and videos of the wildlife that got affected, the birds that just got, you know, either killed or that just saddens me, you know. It really does. I'm not the you know, most fanatical animal guy, you know. I don't go around with a picket sign about don't wear fur and that type of deal. But, man, it's just sad to see these birds suffering because of some dumbass mistakes by greedy oil man. Just pisses me off. Pisses me off. I got my cousin in the chat room, Hype Style, Christopher Curry from Detroit. Christopher Curry. I got Jampton in my chat room. I got No Head, a.k.a. Metal Hayes. No Head, Metal Hayes. That's my main man. At least 1/4 to 1/3 of my guests that I have on my show are referred to me by No Head, a.k.a. Metal Hayes. He's like my informal booking agent. He's found me some great guests. I got Miss Driven in my chat room. She's not Miss Lazy. She's not Miss Complacent. She's Miss Lazy. I got No Single Mama Drama in my chat room. No, she said she don't want no drama. No Single Mama Drama. I got, not other people got it, not misguided, but I got Self-Guided is in my chat room. I got Stefan, wait, let me pronounce this right. Stefan Kuwait is in my chat room. I saw Sean dip in my chat room to be enlightened. He was in my chat room for a hot second. Now he done popped out. Let me see, did I miss anybody? Did I miss anybody? I don't think I did. Other shout outs will be my beautiful and talented girlfriend, Miss Tyler Collins, getting ready to come out with her new album in a few weeks. So I will keep you posted on that. She got some great tunes that are just jamming. And I'm sure her fans will be looking forward to her new music. My brother and Ace Confidant, Stephen Curry, my cousin in Chicago, J.P. Jones, my cousin in Maplewood, New Jersey, Arthur Ball. Talked to Arthur Ball today. Philip Pulliam and his older brother, Irvin V. Pulliam. Irvin V. Pulliam III. We call him EVP3. And EVP3 is going to be in town next month. That's right. So that means me, my older broham, EVP3, we're going to be hanging out. When we hang out, we just hang out. I mean, we hang out to like 5 in the morning. We used to hit Rush Street back in the day and just be awake all night. That's right. So looking forward to EVP. He's in the Seattle area, but he's coming to the Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland region next month. That's my dog. Other shout-outs, Vanessa Turner, Edie Lee Harris, Steve the Dean Williams, Will Wavy, Mel Hopkins, Kathy Holloway Hill, Chad Hunter, all my Blog Talk Radio colleagues, all my Facebook friends. If you want to find out more about me, Google me, Alan Roger Curry. Guess what? When you Google me, when you Google Alan Roger Curry, guess what? The other thing that comes up is the name of my baby, Tyler Collins. That done took over. Used to be the number one suggestion by Google was Alan Roger Curry Mode 1. That's Alan Roger Curry, Tyler Collins. That means all you nosy people Googling about my relationship, you nosy rascals. I got a new ebook, Semantics and Scenarios, Inside the Mind of the Manipulative Game Player. Check it out on my site, mode1.net, modeone.net. What's happening in the news? NBA playoffs. I thought Phoenix was going to give the Los Angeles Lakers a run for their money. I'm kind of pissed off, to be quite frank with you, because I know I got a lot of L.A. listeners, so I don't perceive me as a Laker hater I mean, I don't hate anybody on a personal level. You know, I think I respect them all as basketball players and athletes, including Kobe Bryant. But, man, they got enough rings, man. I want to see somebody new up in the mix, man. I want to see Phoenix. But they're getting out of class. They just don't have enough height to hang with. And Boston, man, what is up with Boston? They surprised Cleveland. Now they 2-0 against Orlando. They beat them twice in Orlando. What the F? I mean, get the F out of here. Boston is on a mission, man. Paul Pierce, he just looked like he on a mission, man. I guess Kevin Garnett won another ring. I ain't mad at him. Everybody talking about where LeBron going to go. Everybody know where LeBron going. LeBron, I'm going to tell you exactly where LeBron is going. He's going to the New Jersey Nets. That's right, because he said there's more talent that will surround me in the New Jersey Nets than there is here in Cleveland. He going to New – no, I'm just messing with you. He going to Chicago. Everybody know he's going to Chicago. Are you a fan of Lindsay Lohan? If so, she's had a warrant issued for her arrest. Man, she used to be such a nice, young, wholesome-looking girl. She was in the Parent Trap and everything. See, she probably got a sponsor and just went crazy. That's what happened. She became a sponsored woman and just went nuts. Now she's just skanky. I hate to say that because I don't know her personally. I mean, you know, I feel sorry for some of her problems, but, I mean, she just went from wholesome looking to just skanky. Lindsay Lohan, God bless that woman. I hope she works through her problems. Check this out. Jennifer Love Hewitt, another actress, she's looking for a man. She's making it public that she's looking for a man since she broke up with comedian Jamie Kennedy. And one of her requirements, she says she don't want a man with skid marks. Man, that's just as my girlfriend would say, ew. I don't know how to say that right. Ew. Whatever. And that's just nasty. I mean, if a dude ain't learned by the time he get to the age of 18 to wash his ass, something's wrong. Something's just wrong. I mean, you know what? You remember Penitentiary? Anybody old, anybody like 35 and old, remember the movie Penitentiary with Leon Isaac Kennedy? He used to be married to Jane Kennedy, and he had that old senior citizen roommate, and the senior citizen roommate said, I got two rules. He talked real raspy. He said, I got two rules. He said, don't touch my shit and wash your ass. I mean, come on, man. You shouldn't have no... Nobody 18 years of age or older should have skid marks in their underwear. That's just bad hygiene. I read this interesting. Speaking of Jennifer Love, here another Jennifer. Jennifer Hudson. She, you know, Jennifer Hudson has recently gone from a size 16 to a size 6. She's now a spokeswoman for Weight Watchers. And... check this out. This is just rumor. I don't know if this is verified, but her husband is angry that she lost weight. He likes her chunky. He said he would rather her be chunky. Now, I kind of ain't mad at him because I like some women with some thickness myself. I don't really do the real skinny thing too well. I mean, I think most brothers are like that. We don't like them real skinny, bony type. I mean... So, you know, our attitude is don't get too thin. I mean, you don't need to have three double chins either, but that would actually be 6 chins, 3 double chins. I meant to say 3 chins, but 3 double chins would be, yeah, we definitely don't want you to have 6 chins. But, yeah, brothers like little thickness. So I ain't mad at him, but, dang, he shouldn't make her feel guilty. I mean, she looks good. I've seen pictures of her. She lost weight. She looks good. If you're familiar with Terrence Howard, Scholar2414 in my chat room, he said there's a big difference between thick and fat. I can't argue with you. I can't argue with you. That's true. Thick is when you have weight on your body, but it's proportioned well. It's all in the right places. You know, in other words, your chest and your hips and butt are bigger than your waist. That's thick. Fat is just when you just round. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, I can just push you and you just roll down the street because you're just round. You know, that's so, yeah, that's true. There's a difference between thick and fat. Not to, you know, not to be critical to, I got some fat listeners. Hey, I love my fat listeners. I love my thick listeners. I love my skinny, bony listeners. I love whatever body size you are. If you listen to my show, Alan Roger Curry loves you. And if you got fat eating chicken wings, hey, I ain't mad at you. Because, man, chicken wings are so good, you deserve to get fat eating some chicken wings. Now, if you got fat eating like a ham sandwich or, you know, too many hot fudge sundaes or something like that, then you need to go on a diet. You need to lose that damn weight. But if you got fat eating chicken wings, I am not mad at you. Hey, it's hard to resist, man. I'm chicken wings and peach snapple. Man, I'm telling you, people don't believe me. There's a section. I can't find the right book, but it's in the Bible where God said, if man cannot live on bread alone, you must get you some chicken wings and peach snapple. Now, I'm not being blasphemous. It's somewhere in there. I just don't remember the specific book or chapter or something, but God, yeah, he said that. He said chicken wings is God's perfect food. Hey, that's just a matter of fact. Sean, who's in my chat room, to be enlightened, he posted something that I found out that Malcolm X used to call Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Reverend Dr. Chicken Wing. Check that out. Am I bad or what? I'm in great company. See, me and Martin, I knew there was some kind of similarity between us. I knew we was kind of on the same wavelength. They say great men think alike. See, in his day, Martin Luther King, he was fighting racism. He was fighting Jim Crow laws. And when he wanted to relieve stress, what did he do? He went and got some chicken wings and whatever the equivalent to peach snapple was back then. That's what he was drinking and eating. I told you, man, Martin Luther King, he knew what was happening. And today, in today's society, see, I'm trying to help solve some dating and relationship problems. I'm mentoring young black men, and when I want to relieve stress, or actually when I just want to enjoy myself and make my taste buds happy, I eat chicken wings and drink peach snapple. That's what's up. Terrence Howard secretly got married. Terrence Howard secretly got married. I don't know why that's big news. I just thought I'd share that with you. Terrence Howard, who got nominated for Oscar for Hustle and Flow, he secretly married his girlfriend. Now, this is going to blow your mind. This is my last tidbit, news tidbit. You know I talk about anything. Well, no, first, before I get to this, check this out. You know there's a big controversy to do with the immigration law in Arizona. You know that, don't you? You know, they got this new immigration law where they can do basically a variation of racial profiling. And so here's the deal. The Los Angeles mayor, whose name escapes me right now, Antonio something, he's been a big critic of this Antonio Villaraigosa. He's been a critic of the new immigration law in Arizona, and he's been encouraging Los Angelinos not to do tourism or travel in Arizona. But I didn't know this until I read this today. Did you know that at least 25% of Los Angeles electric power comes from Arizona? Check that out. So this is a trip. So the Arizona official said, his name is Gary Pierce. He said, okay, I'm paraphrasing that. He told the LA mayor, if you keep talking smack, we are going to take the power away from you. Ain't that something? I never knew that. I never knew that a major city like L.A. gets a lot of its electrical power from not only another city, but a whole nother state. That's a trip. Yeah, about 20 to 25% of the electrical power that flows into L.A. comes from Arizona. So Arizona, yeah, the brother was like, hey, man, you keep talking smack. We're going to turn off your lights. So you better shut up. I was like, dang. That's messed up. But here's what I really want to get to. I was reading, you know, I love to read anything related to dating and relationships. And check this out. iVillage. iVillage. That's the site. I call it the female counterpart to Ask Men. Like, Ask Men is kind of for men. And then you got iVillage that's for women. Although, you know, they both kind of attract both genders. But check this out. They had this survey. They surveyed 2,000 women. They surveyed 2,000 women and married women, I should say, specifically married women. They surveyed 2,000 women. And some of the results were interesting. Check this out. As many as 61 or 63% of married women said that they would rather sleep, watch a movie, read a book, or take a bath than have sex. Man, that's messed up. That's messed up. Now, this is just these 2,000 women who were surveyed. I don't know where they got these 2,000 women from. They must have got them from the wrong pool, man. That's messed up. These women say about 61, somewhere between 61 and 63% of them said they would rather sleep, watch a movie, read a book, or take a bath than have sex with their husband. That's messed up, man. That's messed up. Some of the other results from this test. These women said that the most predictable thing about their sex life is the location. The location. They asked them, what is predictable? Like, is the position going to be predictable? Is the time of day going to be predictable? Number one thing that was predictable is the location. That means you got to get out the bedroom. Hey, get freaky in the kitchen. Ain't nothing wrong with getting freaky in the kitchen. Get freaky in the kitchen. Get freaky in the storage room. Shoot, get freaky on the porch or outside or something. You ain't got to stay in the bedroom. If that many women are saying that their partners are predictable in terms of location, that means that everybody trying to have sex. Sex ain't never meant to be limited to the bedroom. Shoot, I've had sex in all kinds of places, but I won't just tell my business right now. But yeah, check this out. This was even more alarming by this particular survey. 62% of these married women, of this particular pool of women, have fantasized about someone other than their husband. 62% fantasize about someone other than their husband. Man, that's not good. 62%. You know, fantasizing about somebody else, that's messed up. 48% of married women rate their husband as the best sex they've ever had. 48%, that's a good thing. Okay, the negative of that means that 52% said that their husband is not their best sex partner. The husband is not their best sex partner. What's the number one thing that married women use to enhance their sex life? Lubricant. I guess KY Jelly has been selling well. Second place was vibrators. So there's a couple more. I'm not going to go through every single one of them. They had a whole bunch of questions. But, yeah, a lot of women are saying that. Here's one more. Only 32% of these married women said they haven't tried anything new in bed in over a year. It's been over a year since about one-third of the married women have tried something new in bed. I'll be right back after this intermission break to take your calls. Please call in. This is my open discussion forum, so remember, I always tell you every show, every episode that I do an open discussion forum, I depend heavily on my listeners. Because I don't have a guest, I depend heavily on my listeners to call in with their comments, criticisms, questions, etc. I'm going to take a break, and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, I'm Dangerously. and you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Zane. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com. And remember, keep it dangerous.
Mode One.
You're about to enter into the erotic zone with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, the king of verbal seduction. This is the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Diana DeVoe, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Layla Odom, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Bella.
And this is Charlie.
And we're dancers from the legendary Scores Strip Club in New York City. And you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the king of verbal seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
Episodes of the Erotic Conversationalist are available as a downloadable MP3 file from www.mode1.net. All right, I'm going to go with my next caller, area code 310-310. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
I used to date lots of women, both in high school and in college and in medical school, and people used to always ask me, you're not the best-looking guy, you're not the richest guy out there, how are you getting all these women? And essentially, the answer is actually quite simple. It's essentially having the confidence and knowing what you want to do.
Oh, thank you, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, Master Allen.
Oh, say that again.
Yes, sir, Master Allen.
I like that.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much for having me. That is easily the nicest introduction that I've ever had.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. We now return to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Welcome back to tonight's episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Tonight, we're having another one of my, what I call my open discussion forums, which means I didn't have a specifically invited guest here to talk about a book or a CD or a DVD. Just kind of having a general discussion with my listeners. I invite you to call in 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710. 5710 is the number. Excuse me while I type this in my chat room real quick. 646-478-5710. Call in. What we're talking about tonight is the whole general concept of sex for money. Sex for money. That could cover a wide range of things. It could cover a man hooking up with a street prostitute. It could cover a man being a gigolo and hooking up with a woman who wants his services. It could cover man hooking up with a, what's known as an erotic escort or a call girl, which means a more refined, sophisticated prostitute. Then you have what's known as a sponsored woman.
sponsored woman is a woman that basically has a sugar daddy. She might have two sugar daddies. She might have three sugar daddies who basically subsidize all of her financial needs, her lifestyle, and in exchange, she has sex with them. And that's what we're talking about. So I want to hear from my listening audience. I want to hear from women who have been a sponsor woman or know someone who was a sponsor woman. I want to hear men who've been a sugar daddy or had friends that were sugar daddies or just have some general opinions about the whole concept of sugar daddy. And my most provocative question tonight, is a sponsor woman just a real formal name for just a straight-up hoe? That's what I want to know from the men. Is women trying to clean it up by calling themselves a sponsor woman? Is that essentially just because a lot of men believe that if you trade sex for money, you are a hoe. You can clean it up any kind of way you want to, but if you specifically trade sex for money, most men say you are a hoe. So is a sponsor woman a fancy term for a hoe? I'm going to hit the phone lines with area code 843, area code 843. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What do you have to say on tonight's topic about trading sex for money?
Hey, this is T. Smitty calling out of Phoenix, repping the 2009 Alabama Crimson Tide National Champs. But anyway, I'm going to keep this real with you. I got to throw it out there. Got to keep it real right quick.
All right.
Any woman that's a sponsor, call girl, whatever, it's all the same. They're nothing more than two-bit whores. Yeah, I said it.
Two-bit whores.
That's all I got to say. They can dress up all they want. Those men are not giving that money for a pat on the head and a hug. Not going to do it. I'm just keeping it real.
Wait, say that again now.
Hey, like they're not doing it for the pat on the head and a hug. No, they're not going to do that. Those men, they get some tail, but guess what? Those sponsors, the woman getting sponsored, I just feel like they're walking around with like a cell phone copy on their ass or something, like these NASCAR races or something. They're gonna get used up and get traded in for the newer, younger, hotter model, and they'll be sitting around there wondering who could pay their bills. Sorry, you're 45, ain't no man be paying your bills. He gonna look for the 22-year-old that's hot. Just keep that real. And
now,
it kills
me. Let me stop you right there. It's funny you mention that. I was listening to another Blog Talk Radio show. My colleague Will Wavy, he has a show that comes on Wednesdays called The Relationship Playbook. And he, a few months ago, he had Kim Coles. You know who Kim Coles is? Used to be on Living Single.
Oh, yeah. She has Balloon. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, she was on his show, and actually, she is a woman. And she actually said a variation of the comment you just made. She basically, somehow they got on the subject of gold diggers, and she started preaching to women. She said one thing she sees out in L.A. is she sees a lot of older women trying to be gold diggers and, I guess, sponsor women. And she basically was like, reality clue, you can't be, 52 and 50 pounds overweight and think you're going to be somebody's gold digger. She was like, most sugar daddies or guys who are willing to sponsor a woman, they're looking for women in their 20s, maybe early to mid-30s. Now, you might have a few exceptions. There's some women who are hot past age of 35. But generally, sugar daddy types, yeah, they're going to be looking for the young one. But, yeah, it tripped me out when Kim Coles was saying that. She said once you get between 35 and 40, it's time to hand in your gold digging card. So you say the term sponsor woman is just a spruced-up title for hoe.
Yep, because guess what? You put a lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. But I tell you this. Because I can't say what I want to say. I'm going to try to keep it clean. But in the men out there,
be real. I occasionally try to cater to those listeners who watch the Disney Channel, my PG-13 Disney Channel watching listeners. But every now and then, I let my listeners cut loose, keep it real. If you want to be provocative, be provocative.
Oh, I was going to say you could dress up shit all you want and it still stink.
You come out with that. Oh, my goodness.
So I come out swinging. But I tell you what, in a man that does that, I think it's a complete schmuck in my eyes. Because I'm like, I don't need to be a sugar daddy anything to get a woman. Hell, sex is easy. They just be real. Find that relationship the hard part. And I think a lot of those women, they lower themselves, and they don't love themselves, respect themselves, because they're going by their looks. And what happens, they get in an accident, and their face gets messed up. Guess what? The free rent gone. those trips are gone. You could be like these average women, these sixes, just the way it is, because they're going by your looks, not by your personality, they're going by your looks. So that means when you get older, all that stuff's gone. And what if you have kids? What are you going to teach your daughter? Hey, you're pretty. Get a man to pay for you. And we know there's a lot of stuff that goes on. Like some of these men may beat these women, like emotionally abuse these women because they feel like they own these women. They don't say all that.
True. All good points, T. Smitty. All good points. Let me ask you this on both ends. Have you ever had a close male friend or acquaintance that played the role of the sugar daddy, or on the female end, have you ever had a female friend or acquaintance that fancied herself a sponsor woman?
Well, I know some women that done it. Guy friends in my circle, nah, because they know we're clowning like hell.
Okay.
Nah, we're getting behind.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I thank you, T. Smitty, for calling in my show. And you say you were referred by Alex, the Haitian sensation.
That's right.
Big ups to Alex for first. I love when my listeners refer my show to somebody else. So, Alex, much appreciated. Hey, T. Smitty, you have a good one, and thank you for your contribution to this conversation.
All right, no problem. Hey, if there's any women that hate me, feel free to come back to my line. I've said anyone straight. Have a good evening.
Okay, now I'm going to move on to area code 813. Oh, first let me give some shout-outs that people just came in my chat room that went in before. Kelly Champ is in my chat room. Kelly Champ, I got a number of guests in my chat room. I already mentioned Scholar 2414. He's in my chat room. Anybody else new? Let me see. Anybody else new? Okay, I think. And Sean to be enlightened is in my chat room. Now I'm good. Oh, if you want to call in, please call in. That's the only way we're going to keep this conversation going. 646-478-5710. 646-478-5710. Area code 813. You're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Oh, if you call in, press the number 1. That lets me know you want to talk. So if you call in, press the number 1. That lets me know you want to talk. Okay, 813, what you got to contribute to this conversation?
Oh, what's good, ARC? It's always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Oh, this is DJ Squee. Oh, boy, ARC. You people who want fluff talk, y'all better leave the chat room right now because you know DJ Squee gonna keep it real and bring it tough. Brother, what's your thoughts on the whole concept of women trading sex for money and even more prominently, the whole sugar daddy sponsor woman relationship?
Well, because I was an active contributor to it at one time, I'll say, well, it's not new. But I think it's been over-glorified and kind of bastardized because the numbers that can be reached by the general populace on either side isn't what they kind of profess it to be. Everybody can't be in Lisa Ray's quote-unquote express gold digging status category, all right? Because if that were the case, you wouldn't have the problems that we have running around here. Not to mention now you got to put the influx of unemployment and what have you. So it ain't going on like everybody wants to claim that it is.
True.
The other reality is that I know this is going to make some people feel bad, but don't forget we got 48% of women of color, black women in particular, between 14 and 49, which has this genital herpes virus, right? So you think for that little bucket, because see, I'm going to tell you something. I learned that a lot of folks may claim they get car notes and what have you paid by it, but there's a whole lot of them eating Happy Meal, kids just eating Happy Meals and getting the same thing, all right? So, but they'll still call themselves a gold digger, where, you know, if it's gold-plated, I guess you're still a gold digger, right? It's not what we're trying to make it out to be. And I think that the other thing is, unlike early on ARC, because we're kind of there on the older side, this technology thing means you can get your business put out there real quickly. So a lot of the quote unquote reform hoes that we knew from college, it don't get kept secret anymore, does it?
That's a good point.
Because you know you may think you're doing something locally within about 2 minutes, you all out there all over in the ether with your foolishness, man. But you know, I definitely can say I've been a part of it, but I think it's kind of the whole game has changed a lot in the last, say, what, 10 years, man, with these social networking sites?
Okay, now, DJ Squid, if you don't mind, I'm going to get a little nosy here. You say you contribute, so you saying you've acted as a sugar daddy before?
If you want to call it, I mean, it's pay for play, if you want to call it that, or an exchange of services,
okay,
so to speak, but I wasn't that looted. But, dude, if I told you, you know, if I offered, because, you know, literally speaking, I'm pretty adept, you know how many papers I did for that, dude? So how many, I mean, it depends on what the price of an A was worth, right?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And for tutorship, you know, hey, my kids are dumb, I need your help. You know, when I was in education, you know, how many mamas came by because they needed help? It's what it is, man.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, since you called out my name, Lisa Ray McCoy. Now, I did read an article where she essentially acknowledged that she's, you know, a gold digger type. That she says she...
Platinum digger, right? She said platinum digger. Yeah, she called herself.
Yeah, yeah. She says she goes after men with means. Do you think we should respect women who put it out there and make it known that they're like that? Or do you think that's a warrant for to attract disdain from men?
Well, perception is what it is. Perception is going to be reality. I'm going to tell you something that's going to surprise a whole lot of folks in your audience who don't know me, but I have more respect for a hoe who just comes straight forward with what she does than I do for some of these hoe mamas who are having kids for profit, but in the end, there's a greater repercussion to somebody innocent. So if you say you're a gold digger, I know that up front, then I understand what I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a little sense to you, but I mean, you ain't about
to. Oh, of course. Just, well, you know, man, that's my theme of my show is upfront and straightforward. And, you know, I've said the same thing on a number of my episodes is that, like I always said that about porn stars. You know, women who are porn stars, a lot of people criticize, but I'm like, they're upfront and straightforward with their promiscuity and freakiness. So that
right.
gives you the power to either choose to interact with them or choose not to. It's on you. Whereas where I'm critical, and I've talked about this, and women, some women agree with me, other women criticize, but as I talk about my book, Mode 1, what I don't like is what I call the wholesome pretenders and erotic hypocrites, which is essentially women who present themselves as these innocent, wholesome, semi-prudish types, but behind closed doors, they just as freaky and just as promiscuous as a porno star. So, yeah, I'm all about women who keep it up front and straightforward, so I'm definitely feeling you on that. What else was I going to ask you? So, you feel like a woman who, say, allowing herself to get pregnant so that she can get child support, that's just the lowest of the low.
That's lower than... David, I have more respect for the Klan than I do for a woman like that. Because
wow, that's a strong. See, did I tell you, Squid? That's strong state. That's a strong statement, Squid.
Because at least, you know, I have more respect for David Duke than Rush Limbaugh because at least he tells me how he feels, so I know what I'm dealing with. The other problem, and I'm glad you touched on this, these women who claim, oh, it's the oops and pregnancy and it takes two. In 1970, I might have bought that. I don't buy that in 2010 or 2000, actually. But the other thing that I'm glad you brought it up is how is it that porn stars do this for a living and you don't have this bastardization rate out here in the porn community? The numbers are damn near correlative, aren't they, when it comes to like the so-called diseases? But porn stars aren't having babies at the same rate that these so-called self-proclaimed virtuous women are. And I'll listen to you all fair on that, unless you want to ask me, because I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, man. Now, if listeners, if you paid attention to my show 2 weeks ago, I had a show on single moms and dating, and one of the eyebrow-raising statistics I mentioned that Squid is alluding to is that, first of all, just women in general 41% of all women who are having babies are having them out of wedlock. 50% of all Hispanic women who are having babies are having them out of wedlock. And the most alarming is in the African-American community, 73%, which essentially means 3 out of every 4 women in the black community who are having babies are having them out of wedlock. Now, do you think a lot of those women, Squid, is not just kind of, you know, the prototypical accident scenario? Do you think a lot of those are specifically trying to get child support from a baby daddy?
Well, let me go here and let me quote the line, a rhyme that ain't mine, that belongs to my co-host, the author of Our Future Down, But When You're Gonna Get Up, Sean McDowell. At this point, there is no argument for an accident when you bring it to fruition through the willful desire to carry it. And the argument that I don't believe in this when you believe in something else goes out the window if it's spiritually related, because they're both equal sins. There's one no greater than the other. There is no accident in it. That's a willful choice. And these are choices being made with the understanding of your situation. You know, let me tell you about here, Alan, because I know you got more access to individuals in the professional realm, and I know you worked at a university or used to.
Yeah, I do.
What do you think the number and that percentage is, or even a percentage in general is, of the people who gave birth that needed public assistance? I don't know. I ain't talking about your insurance provider, be it whomever else. You feel where I'm going with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That in and of itself, doesn't that reflect in at least the probability that you have an inability to adequately care for that child, at least on its inception?
True. True.
See, there's when there's choice, there is no what? There's no argument of a mistake or what have you. When there's choice, there is no excuse. That's what Sean said. And he's right. You chose this.
Yeah. No argument for me. Yeah, and it's a sorry state we got going on so many levels. So, well, hey, Squid, as always, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate your contribution. And listeners, again, if you want to check out Squid, him and Sean always have some very interesting and provocative and hard-hitting topics. You run your show Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah. We do it Monday through Friday from 7 o'clock until about 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com. I think it's /DJ Squid. And if not, you can query the DJ Squid. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Squid. Mine is SQWYD. And you can get Sean at facebook.com/2beenlightened. And I've asked you this a question a long time ago. I asked you even off air. Help me understand, when is the truth wrong? And that's all we do. We try to bring the truth.
Hey, we definitely on the same wavelength there. Again, I'm all about being upfront and straightforward, and I have many arguments. My personal mantra is raw, harsh truth is always better than a pleasant lie, always. So much love to you, Squid.
Take care, brother.
And now, listeners, I'm going to take a real quick break, but I'm going to come back and take some more calls. I see area code 404, and I see area code 215. I think I know who 215 is, but if you want to call in and contribute to this topic, the main topic is sex for money. Sex for money, cover all aspects of sex for money. And more prominently, I want to talk about sugar daddies and sponsored women. So I will be right back to take on 404 and 215, get their thoughts, and I'll be right back after this intermission break.
Hey, I'm Dangerously. And you may have
read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Zane. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com. And remember, keep it dangerous.
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry of Upfront and Straightforward and Mode 1 fame. And if you're a music lover, I urge you to listen to Madison Media Radio. It's not just music, but it is music with a purpose. Right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Mode 1.
Do you think that guys, to one degree or another, have to play the role of the bad boy to attract women, or they just need to remain who they are and just, you know, be patient?
No, they need to combine their game. They need to go in with an attitude that I'm going to be a gentleman, but I'm also letting you know that I'm attracted to you. You know, I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want to, you know, I want to take you out. I want to date you. You know, if you think I want to get in your pants, you're probably right. But at the same time, I like you. I like you. I want to see you.
You know, there's more single women than married women in the United States.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
There's only 51%. Yeah.
There's more what?
Okay.
There's more single women than married women in the United States right now. First time ever in history.
Mindset is correct. Somewhere there's a woman that's balanced, that's God-focused, that, you know, she gives because she wants to give, not because she's trying to hook somebody with her giving, but she values herself. She recognizes her good qualities, acknowledges her bad qualities, and this is the person that's balanced and ready to be in a healthy relationship.
So listeners know, there's a letter in my first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. It's called Finding Your Swagger. In fact, it's so funny. I just got a letter from a young brother that he read my book and it's changed his life. And he also put it in, he said, and you know what? I found my swagger. Now all the girls like me like you said they would. I was so tickled by that. Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to love it.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network. Now return to my open discussion forum regarding sugar daddies and sponsored women on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're talking tonight about sex for money. sex for money, whether it be in the form of a man paying for a prostitute, a man paying for the services of a call girl or erotic escort, on a very minor level, a man paying for lap dances from a stripper. But most prominently, we're talking about the relationship between a sugar daddy and a kept woman, a sponsored woman. Now, I got to be fair and say that there are men who have been kept men. I'll even confess there's been at least twice in my life I was on the verge. I didn't go all the way, but I was on the verge when I lived in Los Angeles of I had a couple of women that offered to, you know, pay rent, subsidize my car note and whatnot. So yeah, I was like kind of like right there about to be in kept man status, but then I don't know, my scruples took over and then I kind of reneged on the idea. But I just want to put it out there. There are men who are sponsored men. I think my listener Diva362636 pointed that out at the beginning of the show in the chat room, that just like you have sponsored women with sponsors, you got men who have female sponsors. So it's not just women doing it. There are men who have sponsors. But right now, I am going to go to my phone lines again, and first I'm going to go with area code 404, area code 404. You're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What comments do you have to contribute to this discussion tonight?
Hey, what's up, Alan? It's Glendon. What's up, man? It's been an interesting week. I read that article, and I just had to write something because, you know, like DJ said, I got utmost respect for a woman that says, look, this is what it is. I want this. You want this. Let's make a deal. I can deal with that because you know the rules of engagement up front. My big problem is it's been glamorized. It's been like, say, what's the chick's name, Kim on The Real Atlanta Housewives. I interviewed four women for my book, and two of them were looking at her as a role model.
Really?
This is a come up. I was appalled. I could not believe it. I just sat there chewing on my, you know, my spinach, like, I don't believe this. Because they thought that she had a good life, you know, where it's clear that Kim is a damaged person. And it's just getting out of control. And one of the big things I had with the Essence article was they weren't calling the spade a spade. I mean, they went close. And they kind of dipped around it, and they said, oh, these women are not prostitutes, and they're not escorts. Well, yes, they are, on the grander level, and they're trying to delude themselves. And honestly, I wouldn't want to date a woman long-term that did that because, you know, irrevocably their mindset has changed. The man is just an ATM, and I don't ever think that's going to change because, you know, luxuries once tasted become the necessity. But it's been a real interesting week. I have two friends who inboxed me on Facebook, and they're currently in those types of situations. It just blew me away. Because in Atlanta, we've got a very different kind of culture in that thing. You got a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of folks in the hip-hop game, and they have the money to do this, and it's just easier to bring it to a woman than actually to romance a woman or to woo a woman. You just got cash, you give her the cash, you get sex, and you move on to the next one. And in my article, I actually put out that the reason this is so rampant is because of men. You know, women are just going to respond to what we do. You know, there's so many weak-minded guys, don't have any game, don't really know how to talk to a woman, but, you know, they lucked up and they started a corporation or they got in the hip-hop game and they've got money. And I was out the other night and the guy just said, you know, you're too pretty to work here. I swear I wanted to hurt him. But this has been a really good conversation. Go ahead.
So you wait, now let me ask you, and you probably already said, but either A, have you had male friends who've acted as a
I've got
a sugar daddy, or B, female friends that have been sponsored women?
I currently have, you know, it's B. I currently know two women who are being sponsored. They just let me know the other day through Facebook. I was just shocked because one of them is an attorney and the other one's a school teacher. They both got sugar daddies.
Wow.
I know. And one of them, she doesn't need one. She makes great money. Yeah, it's just to get, you know, a better lifestyle. I mean, she can afford a great lifestyle, but, you know, with her sugar daddy, it's an opulent lifestyle, you know, trips and all this other stuff. I just thought she was doing it on her own, but, you know, she just let me know. It's crazy.
Interesting.
I mean, it is really gotten out of control.
Now, what are your thoughts? I asked this straightforward question. I'm asking to you. Do you think the term sponsor woman is just spruced up, former term for just a straight-up hoe?
Yes.
Okay.
You're a sponsor woman, you're a hoe. I mean, it's the same thing. You know, it's like how they try to say crazy people are eccentric because they have money. It's the same deal. You crazy. Crazy is crazy. A hoe is a hoe. And like I said, I don't really have a problem with if that's what you want to do with your life, fine. But don't bring it to me that, you know, a pig's not a pig, a pink's not pink. Essentially, that's what it is. And a lot of those women are so damaged, you couldn't really have a real relationship with them at all. Because I actually messed around and met a woman years ago, and she had been in one of those relationships. And we could have had something, but her whole thing was, you know, I'm a little short on rent. I was like, what's short? $1,200. I was like, that's like the mortgage. What are you talking about? I mean, that was her mentality. And she just got groomed that way, you know, pretty girl. I didn't do it, but I'm quite sure someone else did it and someone's doing it right now.
Interesting. Well, thank you for your feedback, Glendon.
All right, I got some more notes for you next week. Appreciate it, man. Good show.
All right, bro. Thanks. Now I'm going to go to area code 215. 215, I know who this is, getting up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. This is Alex, the Haitian sensation. Now, Alex, you're getting married within the next couple weeks, right?
In 9 days, exactly.
9 days. Congratulations,
yeah, so,
brother.
All the ladies out there, you know, all those who love Dayquil, T-Bone, Ray Ray, Pookie, and, you know, who love to make fun of the geeks and nerds, hey, it's all good. I got mine. I'm getting married. I got me that one good one. So, ladies, while you're still thinking about, man, that nigga lame, he corny, just remember, you're going to be staying home with your litter of thug spawns wondering, man, how am I going to get help raising my kids?
Wait. I gotta press pause on that, man. That was funny. Litter of thug spawns.
Exactly.
Man,
thug spawns, yeah.
Man, that is too creative right there. Your litter of thug spawns. Okay, go ahead, brother.
So, ladies, while you're wondering, you know, how you're going to get knocked up so you can have your Section 8 increased and all those other payments, I will be enjoying time with my wife, and when we have children, we'll have children that we desired out of love, not just unemployment vouchers, as Roland Soul 75 would say. So this is what I'd say about that. Now, as far as the topic at hand, if a woman is being sponsored, she's a hoe. I'm sorry. That's whoring. And if a guy is being sponsored, guess what? He's a hoe, too. It is simple. Yeah. And, the thing is, ladies, especially now, when it comes to the women who have, you know, they have kids, again, they had a couple of thug spawns by Pookie, Ray Ray, whoever, if they think they can make it as being a sponsored woman, unless your kids are very well behaved and you found a way to cosmetically erase the bullet wounds and C-section scars and cellulite, you're not going to make it as a sponsored woman.
Damn, you hit me. That was below the belt, Alex. That was cold, man.
Damn right I was below the belt. Oh, and ladies, if you have a problem with what I just said, you can get back at me. This is Don Calisto. Call me at 215-618-1505. Go ahead. I dare you.
Woo! Don Calisto issuing a challenge here, boy. Ain't that something? Okay. So you calling out, so basically you don't believe in the notion of a sponsor woman. You said a sponsor woman is just essentially a hoe.
Sponsor woman or sponsored man.
And a sponsored man
I'm
is a
sorry.
Hoe. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Anything? Again, ladies, 215-618-1505. If you got the ovarian fortitude, that is.
Okay. All right, brother. Appreciate your contribution to the discussion. Now, you know, listeners, I'm disappointed. I've been hearing from all the fellas. I want to hear from some women on this. 646-478-5710. 646-478-5710. I want to hear from some ladies. I want to hear from at least two or three women. Two or three women. Call in and contribute to this discussion. Now, I had the show scheduled for 2 hours, but I might cut it down to an hour and a half if I don't hear from any women. I want to hear from some women. What do you have? What are your thoughts about the whole relationship between a sugar daddy and a sponsored woman? Sugar daddy and a sponsored woman. I want to hear from some women. I see Ms. Driven in the chat room. You said you've never been sponsored. Have you had a friend that was sponsored? Have you had a relative, a sibling that's acted as a sponsored woman? Or just what's your general thoughts on that type of relationship? So you can call in, Ms. Driven. I welcome your call, 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710 is the number to call in. I've heard from about four or five guys, and I appreciate all the men who have called in to this point, but now I want to hear from some women. Women. What are your thoughts about trading sex for money? Trading sex for materialistic gifts and or financial favors. What are your thoughts? I want to hear from the women. 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710. I want to hear from you. Please call in, 646-478-5710. Talking about sex for money. Women, I want to hear if you got thoughts about men who patronize prostitutes, call girls, erotic escorts. Call in. If you got thoughts about men who present themselves as sugar daddies in the hope of landing them a sugar baby or in taking care of a sponsored woman, if you're a woman that has thoughts about that, call in. 646-478-5710. 646-478-5710. I'm going to take another intermission break. But when I get back, hopefully I'll have a woman on the line. All right. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
In this technology age, while we're on the information highway, we'll post about getting a better job. We'll tweet to say that we love what we just ate. But when's the last time you MySpace someone to tell them you've been molested? Join us on Left Blank for the Great American Speak Out, to share your story about child molestation, incest, and or child abuse. Airing Monday, April 26th at 11 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/leftblank. To email your story to us anonymously, send it to joollialiali@joollialiali.com.
Another Sound Off Now show starts now.
Yo, what's up? This man, Sound Off Now. What's good, people? Monday morning, first of the year. How's everybody doing?
Yo, what's up? This man, Sound Off Now.
What's up? This man, Sound Off Now. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Tantalizing Tuesday on the Sound Off Now show. Hello, how's everybody doing tonight? This is your host, Sound Off Now show, special edition, Monday night special, Crisis in Haiti.
Hey, this your man, Sound Off Now. No, really, it's me this time. I want to take this quick opportunity to invite everyone out to my return to internet radio and my home, of course, Blog Talk Radio, February 16th, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Sound Off Now show, The Rebirth. Same real life, real talk, real issues show format. Just a different attitude and mental concept of bringing you quality shows you deserve. Also, we will still be hitting you with that popular mesh of hot show topics and forums with that blend of music on the side, including hot, hot, hot Club SOM Platinum on Fridays, 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. So join me February 16th, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the rebirth of the Sound Off Now show to the internet airwaves and Blog Talk Radio. I'll see you there.
Area code 404. You're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your thoughts about trading sex for money?
Well, I think it's wrong to trade sex for money. I mean, it's just like they just do anything for a dollar. And I know here in Atlanta, it's really like really fake here, and the women are always going after ballers, the celebrities, or any guy that has some money. I mean, it's like that's all some women care about is materialistic things. I don't know what's going on.
So you're a woman, but you're criticizing the idea of women taking advantage of men for their money.
Yeah, kind of like what Don was saying, that, you know, the women don't, he called them lanes, the women don't want the lanes. They want the guys, the thugs, because thugs probably selling dope have money. People don't care about other, a lot of women don't care about other things. They care about materialistic things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let me ask you straightforwardly, have you ever gone after a man primarily because of the material possessions he had or his financial success?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Any other thoughts you want to add?
Oh, no, none at the moment.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling in, Ms. Driven. Finally, I heard from a woman. I appreciate you. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap the show up. This is a very – check out the article in Essence Magazine. It's on page 94 and 96 where they talk about women being sponsored women. And, you know, if you want to chime in on my Facebook page, go ahead. There's probably about two threads now about it. Some people have already chimed in. And, yeah, I mean, it's like, as she said, you know, it's been going on for not only decades, but centuries. The whole trading sex for money, you know, this goes back to biblical times, you know. Women trading sexual companionship for financial favors. And it would probably continue to go on. I got to tell you, next week I will not be on the air live. I will not be on the air live next week, but I will have a one of my pre-recorded shows that goes under my other title, The Erotic Conversationalist. It won't be an upfront and straightforward interview. It will be an interview under my other title, The Erotic Conversationalist. I will be interviewing a sex therapist from Los Angeles named Alexandra Katahakis. Alexandra Katahakis. I'll be interviewing her, and we will be talking about sex addiction. So tune in next Thursday. That won't be a live show. It will be a pre-recorded show, but still, you can listen to that next Thursday or after. It will be under my title, The Erotic Conversations. I'm going to give quick shout-outs to 49ers Fan 09, Blessed Angel Eyes, Cali Champ. Who else came in my chat room late? I don't think I see anybody else. High Low is in my chat room. Pianchi is in my chat room. Much love to you. Much love to everybody who joined me tonight. Sniper MG6. Yeah, Sniper, you missed the show. I was going to go 2 hours, but I'm going to go ahead and just cut it off at an hour and a half. And I thought I would have more women calling in. I only got one woman to call in. I wanted to hear from, I was actually supposed to have a woman who wrote a book about being a sponsored woman. She was supposed to call in, but at the last minute, she ended up writing me and letting me know she had unexpected circumstances that would prevent her from participating in the show. So anyway, again, I will not have a live show next week. I will have another live show 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks from tonight will be my next live show. Next week, I will have another episode of the Erotic Conversationalist, and we'll be talking about sex addiction. Sex addiction. You know, they've been talking about Tiger Woods has sex addiction, and David Duchovny claimed he was a sex addict, and a number of other celebrities. So that should be, I know it is going to be a good interview. It's going to be a good discussion, and I would hope that everyone listens to it. Tell your friends about it. Again, Google me, Alan Roger Curry, or Mode One. Find out more about me, my books. And until then, everyone, I appreciate you for coming. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Don't spill no oil in the ocean. Please don't spill any oil in the ocean. You know, we got to look after our wildlife. And as DJ Squid said, hey, just, and Sean always talking, be responsible. You know, I don't want to preach to anybody, but sisters, be responsible. Young brothers, be responsible. Too many babies being had out of wedlock. This has to be reversed. This has to be reversed. Be responsible. Condoms were made for a reason. All righty, I'm out. I will see you live 2 weeks from tonight. Take care.